Today I'm having a chat with Australian music producer Nagra Beats, who's worked with the likes of Nav, Heady One and the late Pop Smoke, on how he started making music, how 2020 affected him and his music business, and what he hopes to achieve for 2021. Right, so Nagra, obviously at a young age you lived in the UK and you moved over to Australia, so does that inspire you in your music anyway at all?
Well, I moved when I was about 9 years old, so I wasn't really, you know, doing music back then, obviously,
yeah,
in the UK, so I can't make a direct, you know, comparison between, you know, musically what it feels like in the UK compared to Australia, but I'm sure like subconsciously it's had, you know, some sort of an effect, just, you know, your surroundings and your life and all that sort of stuff. But again, I can't make a direct comparison because I never used to make music in the UK.
You've made music with Heady One from the UK?
Yeah.
And was that, when was that his last album that you made music with him for?
Yeah, it was in like August last year.
And how was it kind of linking up with UK artists? How did it feel kind of working with people kind of across the globe?
Yeah, it was good, man. Like, you know, even before that, I'd worked with D Block Europe, which are like pretty big in the UK as well.
Nice.
Especially, you know, it feels good being from there.
Yeah.
As well. And then I can work with, you know, sort of the biggest artists that are from the UK as well. So I try to focus on that as well. Like, not just UK. I mean, not just US artists.
Yeah.
UK, the market as well. So, no, it was good, man. It's good.
Nice. How long have you been making beats for now? So you used to, if I'm right, you used to upload them on YouTube before you kind of got into the working with artists?
Yeah, so I've been making beats since about 2012. So,
wow,
it's about 8 years now. And yeah, I sort of started mostly, like I would say most of my career so far has been online, sort of posting music online, selling it online, and yeah, so I sort of transitioned into more so like the actual music industry with bigger artists and stuff.
Nice.
Around 2018-ish, so yeah.
And if I'm going off your kind of who you've worked with in the last year, would you say that 2020 was probably your best year that you've had in music in terms of working with artists?
Yeah, 100%.
And how did that come across, obviously, with the whole pandemic? It must have been difficult to kind of link up with people, or was it purely just kind of online, kind of FaceTime, stuff like that?
Yeah, well, obviously I couldn't work with anyone in person.
Yeah.
On music and stuff, but again, you know, because the whole world went to lockdown as well, so everyone was, you know, utilizing FaceTime and just the online communication more than ever, I guess. So that was, you know, and obviously me being out of Australia, I'm sort of used to like not always being in person with people.
Yeah.
So it was mostly online, obviously, and then I guess because everyone else was in sort of going through the same COVID stuff as well, that just became like the norm and the industry standard anyway. So
yeah. And you still like uploading beats to YouTube and like, because you have like a beat store and stuff like that, or do you just, all you do is kind of work with artists now? Is that just your kind of?
I've still got my beat store up, and my YouTube channel. They're all still like there, but I don't really upload on them anymore. Like my focus has sort of basically entirely on like working with artists, more directly and sort of stuff. It's sort of hard to balance both, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's cool, man. And what's your like, say, if you had to choose three different artists to work with in 2021 that you haven't worked with yet, who would you pick?
Post Malone.
Yes, definitely.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Sure, and also probably, I don't know, it's probably pretty cliche, but Drake would have to be up there, for sure.
I'm pretty sure that's any music producer's dream, to be fair.
100%.
Well, that was lovely. Thanks for talking, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries, bro.
Cheers. Look after yourself.
Easy, man.
Cheers,
easy,
mate.
You too, bro.